This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Celebration of life. So Jeffrey and JR had to fill in for me, which I appreciate. It was, and I'm just now kind of transcribing some of the things. It was, I mean, first of all, it's Fred's birthday. This would have been his 81st birthday, which is why they held it today. So today would have been his birthday, and they had a private ceremony shortly after he died. And now this is the public ceremony. And it was really quite extraordinary. I mean, it went on for 2 hours and 20 minutes. So it was, no small thing. And, you know, there was certainly the every senator, congressperson, the mayor, the governor wasn't there, I don't believe. There was no reference to the governor. But John Kerry, for example, was there, who served alongside Fred in Vietnam. And it was, you know, they had the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. And then Callum Asparian, the great singer, was singing there, and the MUS choir sang. And it was a big event. They had videos that were narrated by Morgan Freeman and Tom Hanks.
Wow.
Just about his life. And then they had, you know, lots of remarks. A couple things that were striking really were, and maybe the most striking thing was it was largely attended, and it was, the lower bowl was mostly full. Mm-hmm. And it was largely attended by FedEx employees or retirees. And I went early and was talking to people in the plaza, and, you know, a woman in a wheelchair had come from Chattanooga because of what it had meant to her to work for FedEx. So she'd worked there for, I don't have the number right here, but, you know, 34 years or something like that. And so you talk to all these people. I talked to another couple that they got married because they met at FedEx. And he said, you know, Fred's paying my retirement right now. And they were like, whole lives yep. were completely shaped, funded, children raised, all of this by the tens and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who really, spent their lives at FedEx, and their lives were made possible by the idea of this one guy. And what one of the extraordinary things is I probably talked to 10 different like groups of people. I'd walk up and say, why'd you decide to come? And this is just sort of rank and file. They didn't let us down there to talk to the important people. And every single person that I talked to had met him. It wasn't just that they worked there, mm-hmm. that they had met him. So one guy told a story. He said, the first time I met Fred, he said, I was working in the control tower. He was an engineer. He's not an air traffic controller, but it was a snowy day, and I was trying to help manage snow removal down at the airport. And said, and I was standing there, and I was looking out. And someone said, could get you anything? He said, yeah, give me that clipboard over there. And he said, and I turned around, and it was Fred Smith handing me the clipboard. He said, the first time I met Fred, he was handing me a clipboard. And, you know, other people had just stories of Fred, you know, popping up. So you really do get the sense that, you know, he created this in this global, massive global company. You know, he was not too big. Like, he was out there. He was a guy who was around the coffee pot, even though there became, in the end, there were, you know, 10,000 coffee pots. And so that was one of the things that was striking. Awesome. And then, you know, they were taking pictures of, you could walk in there and have your picture taken. And then they made a mosaic. They took all those pictures and they made a mosaic shaped in the shape of Fred Smith's head. Right. And it was a mosaic of Fred Smith, but it consisted of thousands of tiny little pictures of, wow, of all these people who had. So there was one picture, and I just saw nine women all, you know, scrambling to get into one picture for this thing. And, you know, I think five of them were white, four of them were black, and they were all just overjoyed to see each other. Some were retired, some not. And it just, like, they were, you know. Well, one of the women I talked to said, I never thought I'd be the big corporate type, but, you know, working at FedEx has really been, and it's, I know it's an overused cliche, but like a family. Right. So you just get a sense. We know the impact that he had on the zoo by giving all the money to the zoo or the University of Memphis and the things that he has supported philanthropically. But the things that he supported by supplying jobs and workplace and all of that and friendships and marriages and all of that in the company was really striking. It was a reunion of FedEx employees as much as anything. And then just to sum up here, the other thing that I think was sort of significant was that, you know, Richard Smith talked and he basically said, listen, we still live here in the city, the Smith family. Most of us do live here. We've actually had a bunch who've moved back recently. We're trying to recruit others to come back. Arthur can't come back because he's otherwise occupied coaching up in Pittsburgh. But he said basically, and some have asked, because I tweeted a sentence, we're not going anywhere, what he meant. He wasn't referring to anything specifically like FedEx itself isn't moving. I don't think anyone thinks it is moving, okay, right? So that's not what he was talking. He just meant, as the Smith family, which has been invested in Memphis and has wrapped its arms around Memphis and has, you know, helped shape Memphis, that they're not going anywhere. That's what he meant by that. That to the extent that Memphis has relied on the Smith family, Fred in particular, to support so many causes and be an integral part of the community, he doesn't see that changing. And so that was, I think, that was some degree of who knows what the future looks like. But I think all of us as Memphians, aware of how much he's meant and the Smith family have meant, you know, there's a little nervousness. And so that was a little piece of reassurance that Richard offered on top of everything else.
I saw where, I think it's Pitt Hyde, the AutoZone founder, called him the most influential person in Memphis history. Like, I know us sports guys always love to, right, you know, talk about the sports side of that, but there was no sports, you know, the word sports in that phrase, the most influential person in Memphis history. And just from everything you just laid out, and me, I'm thinking about those pictures and how that must have looked, right? That mosaic that's got all those pictures that build into his, you know, his face, essentially, or profile of him. All those folks and families, like you had written that in your column when he passed, that had come to depend on him, there's not anybody close, probably, right? I was trying to sort of grip that, like anybody in terms of Memphis, the city's history. This guy, as Pitt said, it invented global commerce. He changed it right here in Memphis. He changed the world from here, and he let us be a part of it. So who's been more influential in this city than Fred?
Yeah, I don't think anyone has. And that's a version of that, the greatest ever, most important ever.
Yep.
You know, was probably said half a dozen times by Devin, because it is so patently.
Yep.
Like, you can argue, I guess, you know, we can argue Jordan and LeBron, right? Or we can argue, you know, Brady. It feels like Fred's kind of like Jerry Rice. You know, like, there's no argument for the best receiver. It's just Jerry Rice, right? I mean, that's just it. Yep. It's Jerry Rice. And I think Fred's a little bit in that category. It is interesting that he, not only was he originally born in Mississippi, like Elvis, he lived on the, he lived on Audubon Drive when he was growing up, which is where Elvis's, you know, family moved to, which is where they lived at one point. So, yeah, it's a quintessentially Memphis story. But I don't think, I don't think there's any doubt about who the most significant Memphian is. People, you know, you hear all the time, without Fred Smith, you know, Shreveport, like, where would we be?
Right.
Would we be Shreveport?
Oh,
would we be, you know, and so the problem is the other challenge here, of course, is it's reassuring to know that the Smith family is going to be involved. I mean, the truth of the matter is Pitt Hyde and the Hyde family, they have done enormous things too. Not quite to that extent, but I mean, it's staggering what the Hydes have done, including, like, Pitt Hyde was actually one of the minority owners of the Grizzlies and is still one of the minority owners of the Grizzlies. So, and yet Pitt was Fred's classmate, you know, in third grade, or maybe they were a year apart or something, but they've known each other since third grade. And so he is of the same vintage. And so the question, I think, for all of us becomes, you know, what happens when Fred is gone, and what happens when Pitt is gone, and what happens when this generation of people who have forged all these things about Memphis that we appreciate and love, when they're gone, like, who's the next? What's the next generation of Fred Smiths and Pitt Hydes and on and on and on? You know, Scott Morris, who started Church Health, like, he forged it and you hand it off. And, like, but what does the next, who are the, you know, the 40-something versions of that who can help us move into the future? And I don't know the answer to that. There was a lot of talk, and I think it's right, from, you know, Mayor Paul Young and others, that, you know, the challenge is to take the confidence and spirit and the belief of Fred Smith and apply it to our community ourselves, to try to, you know, to try to embrace that belief and can-do spirit. And the truth of the matter is right now, it feels like for many Memphians, it's the opposite of that, right? It doesn't feel like, you know, it feels like it's the opposite of that. So it's fine to say we now have to, you know, do our part to capture and to, you know, to demonstrate the spirit of Fred Smith in our own lives and our own ideas and our own sense of how we can make this community better. I don't sense a lot of that. You know, I sense a lot more of the attitude of, yeah, this overnight airplane thing's never going to work. It's in Memphis. It's just
going to happen. No, you're right. It's what you sense. You know? It's the truth. I mean, it's out there. It's sort of the vibe right now. And so it does feel like a, you know, potentially pivotal time. Who comes in and fills those shoes? Who's going to be the dreamers and the doers? I just used that phrase, but you know exactly what I meant.
Right.
You'd be so
well,
much.
I will say that Bill Hardgrave did say, it was interesting. He pointed obviously his gratitude towards the Liberty Bowl, as did Mayor Jim Strickland, who spoke. But he did say that there's been a lot of talk about the Big 12 and our, you know, became our effort to get into the Big 12. He said, what a lot of people don't know is the work that Fred was doing behind the scenes, making phone calls and writing letters and whatever, including the day before he died. He was still making phone calls and writing letters on behalf of the University of Memphis and their efforts to get into the Big 12.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.